Now back to the beat.
720 WGN.
I'm Mark Harmon. He is Adam Hoge. And we got some ballers in the studio who are very interested in the Rockets being the Thunder right now, which is looks like Houston's going to go up 3-1. Bulls, of course, tipping off at the bottom of the hour. Coach Tommy Posley is in studio here, and he is the head coach at East West University, which is 816 South Michigan Avenue. And East West has had a basketball program for 3 years now, Coach. And you're a guy who has been coaching high school and now coaching college. And you were also, I guess, a counselor at prison, at jail at 26 in California as well, helping guys get back on track, maybe women as well. So this is an interesting life journey, and you got some of your young guys here. So you've been in the community, and now you're trying to lift guys up by putting them in your program and teaching a better way. I guess, is that fair to say?
Yes. I was a substance abuse counselor over at 26 in Cal for about 8 to 10 years.
And you always had the basketball love.
Yes. I actually started off working, just getting guys in the gym, working them out, running them through drills and things like that. And I just wanted to continue on with the coaching, so I just kept at it.
So these guys start their program from scratch, right?
Well, actually, Ricky Battle is one of the kids that we grew up in the same neighborhood. I used to get Ricky and his brother and a few more kids out of the neighborhood, and we would go in the gym early in the morning, 7, 8 o'clock, and we'd run drills and do things like that in condition. And these guys, they love the game, so it was a way for me to get these guys off the street and keep them in the gym.
So you got two of your players here right now, and Ricky's here as well, Sherman and Ahmed, who you're bringing along here. They look hungry, Coach. They look like they're ready to go here. How generally are you finding the kids that are coming to your program? What are you looking for?
You know, I look for kids that that are hungry. Like you said, that's the key word: kids that are hungry, but not just for basketball, but they want to go to school, get back in school, go to school, and work on graduating and getting their degree. That's the most important thing. Both of these guys, I'm really proud of. Ahmed, I think, has like a 3.8 GPA.
Okay.
Sherman has like a 3.2. So I'm extremely proud. Ahmed, I'm just got through fussing at him a little bit because he could have got a 4.0 for me, but we're working on that.
Come on. Man,
where'd you come up short?
I mean, you're killing us, trust me.
I came up short in this computer class.
Okay.
Yeah, I just...
And so where'd you guys grow up? Are you both local kids?
No, I grew up in Connecticut.
Okay.
In a little town called Woolkit.
I grew up on 79th Street in Chicago.
Okay. And where'd you play high school? Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Berman High School. It's in Midlothian, Illinois.
Okay. And so then Coach comes along and he has an opportunity for you. You got the big smile on your face right there.
Yeah, pretty much. He gave me an opportunity that a lot of people wouldn't give me, so I respect him for it.
Have your stuff together in high school as far as the books were concerned? No judgment here, by the way. I didn't.
Nah, so I wouldn't say I had everything all together, but I wasn't no bad student. I had decent grades. They were average.
Okay.
I had bad grades.
You did?
Yeah.
So how did Coach help you change your habits and to what you're doing now, getting to 3-8?
He just was really strict, but, like, he wanted the best for me, and I felt that. So it was just, you know, just put me on the right track and made sure everything was good.
So, Coach, what would you say is, I mean, in terms of most of the players that you're bringing in, I mean, you know, what kind of backgrounds are they coming from?
Well, you know, I get young men from all different type of backgrounds. You know, I get young men that have been out in the street. They want to get back in school. They're looking for an opportunity. So, you know, I'm like, you know, if this is what you really want to do, this is how we'll do it. You know, you'll get back in school. That'll come first. And we'll work towards your basketball skills. And if it takes you to the next level, that's what we'll do.
So from your perspective, what is the challenge of taking somebody like Ahmed, who just admitted like his grades weren't great in high school, now he's got 3.8. I mean, how does from your perspective, how does that get done?
Well, Ahmed, when I first met Ahmed, it was in the summer. I went to go watch some guys play. to scout and recruit some guys, and Ahmed was one of the kids that I saw, and I liked him because he had size, and I also liked the way that he worked. He was a hard worker when I went to see him work out. Not that skilled. Ahmed was not that skilled. Ahmed is one of my players that I've pretty much he's been my whooping boy for the whole season. And the reason why I say that is because he never says anything back. He just listens. He just talks. And I'm not the easiest coach in the world to play for. I'm hardcore. But one of the things that Ahmed has done, he's gotten better in the classroom and he's gotten better on the court. He's done a great job for us this past season as far as rebounding. I think he pretty much carried us in rebounding and defensively. And he's getting better offensively now, so that's important too. But the most important thing is that he keeps his grade point average up in order to be able to play.
So, Coach, you seem like a very straight shooter, and you're going out in the community, and I'm assuming you're taking a bunch of local kids. What's the biggest challenges that you see going to different high schools with what's available to the kids who are trying to get to the next level? And the support that maybe they're not getting, what's your interpretation of how things could be a little bit better?
Well, I think that if more coaches got out and took a look at these kids and watched these kids and showed these kids more love, I think it'd be much more different. You know, a lot of kids, girls, boys, they all want to play basketball. They love basketball. So, I mean, I just try to create an environment for them to be in the gym on a continuous basis. I'm at East West 6 days a week. You know, Monday through Saturday.
Right. And Ricky, you've been with Coach since back in the day. Is that right? You were, what, 10 years old, started playing with him?
Yes. First, I want to just say thank God, you know, for allowing me to meet this guy, because without him, I wouldn't be in the position that I am now.
So when you first met Coach, what was going on in your world?
I mean, pretty much, you know, I was a hothead, you know. I was surrounded, you know, with gang members, you know. One mom, you know, she was pretty much my mom, dad, and best friend at the time. So, well, you know, once I went to Fosco, which is like a public, you know, center, you know, I met him, and he pretty much just changed my whole life.
So, I'm assuming, like, you're saying you were a hothead, right?
Yeah.
Well, you probably saw, I'm guessing, a lot of stuff that somebody your age should not have seen, right?
For the most part, yeah.
And so you probably had a lot, I'm just, you know, guessing here, but you probably had a lot of emotions that you probably maybe weren't expressing, and it would come out in different ways, right?
Yes.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
And so, and how would Coach kind of get you to sort of understand that a little bit better?
I mean, he would pretty much, you know, tell me, like, you know, if you don't get it together, you know, the ball can be taken away from you, you know, that quick, because without the grades, you can't do nothing. You can be talented, I mean, but if you don't got no grades, you can't make it, you know, pretty much nowhere. So, I mean, so from that, I just, you know, got my head on straight and listened to whatever you tell me. I never talked back. You know, I was always a student of the game, a good kid.
So kind of like a father figure.
Yes, pretty much.
We obviously, I mean, you don't have to go too far these days to, you know, pick up a newspaper, watch the news or whatever to know what's going on in the city at this time. What does basketball do for you guys that kind of keeps you grounded, in your case, gets you on the right track where, you know, maybe other people who don't have that as part of their lives right now, maybe they lose their way a little bit?
I mean, first and foremost, I mean, it pays for school, you know, mm-hmm. and that's a big deal because, you know, a lot of people can't say they have, you know, the luxury, you know, to go to college and do something that you love to do, which is to play ball. And for me, you know, my dream is, you know, to be a professional and, you know, to get my mom, you know, whatever she want, because, you know, she pretty much, you know, raised me, you know, through the woodworks. And so I can't, you know, do nothing but thank God, you know, for every opportunity that has came past me.
Sherman, what would you say about the same question?
I just feel like basketball gives kids and ladies the opportunity to do anything with their life. It gives them opportunities to pretty much do whatever they want. If they want to pursue that dream, or if it leads you to meet new people, different opportunities.
What about for yourself?
I feel like it took me a long way. Without basketball, I really don't know what I'd be doing at this point. It's pretty. I do it every day. I wake up, do it. I go to class, get out of class, go straight to the gym.
It's pure love.
Yeah.
Right. So, Coach, when you're getting guys who have had experiences that most people will never have in their life, and they've had trauma at such an early age, how do you try to reach them, I guess, and create what can be possible if you listen to somebody like yourself who has, you know, the the experience and knows a path to, you know, potentially a much better situation?
Well, first and foremost, I just be real with them. I be a listening ear. You know, a lot of kids, they come in, they have things going on with them, and they just need somebody to listen to them. Sometimes you don't have to just tell them what they need to do. Sometimes you just need to listen to them. So I just try and listen to them and try and get them on the right track, and then I just be real with them and let them know that you can go this way or you can go this way. You can take this road or you can take that road. If you take this road, here's the results. You know, this is a proven result. These are facts. So I talk about a lot of facts. You know, being a person that worked in the jail, worked in the Cook County Department of Corrections for a while, for a number of years, I've seen it all. So I'm able to share a lot of stories with these guys and tell them a lot of different things that can happen if they continue to go down the wrong path. You know, you can take the right path and you can set yourself up. Basically, what I try and do, I try and set guys up for success and not failure. I'm extremely proud of Ricky. Ricky's did a lot of work. Like Ricky say, Ricky used to be a hothead. Couldn't tell him nothing. He, you know, do different things, do the opposite things. But he'd always stay in the gym and work out and continue to be focused on playing basketball. So finally reached him and let him, you know, got him to understand that in order for you to get where you're trying to get, you got to do some other things. And one of those things that you got to learn to do is you got to learn to be humble. And since that has happened, Ricky's grown so much, man. You know, right now he's got a couple of D1 offers from a couple of D1 schools, so which is really exciting for me as well as it is for him, because I watched him put the work in as a young kid. You know what I mean? 5, 6 o'clock in the morning in the gym, putting up shots, running, conditioning. And he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that, but he did it because he wanted to be successful. And I knew that he wanted to be successful, and I saw the potential in him, so I kind of like pushed him.
So this is on your heart. I mean, you can hear it coming out right there.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time. I played when I was a kid. I played a little high school ball at St. Michael's High School. It was very good, one of the best point guards in the city. Also played a little semi-pro basketball. So now Mother Nature's caught up with me, a little age and bad knees and things like that, so I can't play. So God put it on my heart to teach the game now. So I try and teach the game. I'm still a student of the game myself, so I try and teach these guys. Sherman, I can't say enough about this guy, Sherman. I mean, when I first met this kid, he came in the gym working out. Next thing I know, he comes in the gym, comes in my office and say, "Coach, I quit my job." And I'm like, "Whoa, why'd you quit your job, Sherman?" He like, "Coach, because I want to play basketball." So he quit his job and he was in the gym faithfully every day, working out, conditioning, training, trying to get better. And the same thing with Ahmed. You know, I've been blessed to have some guys around me at East West the past 2 years, going on 3 years. I've had some great ball players, some kids that really want to play, that work hard and be competitive. You know, you're talking about a school that we don't have a lot of top basketball players. We don't get a lot of top basketball players. We don't get Division I players and stuff like that. But we do get kids that compete and want to go to class and want to go to school. And that's what makes it good. I mean, we had Devontae Smith that played for us this year. He pretty much carried us. He 45 points against Roosevelt, 37 against Robert Morris, 26 against Chicago State, and those are Division I schools, and he put up big numbers.
Did all of you grow up around a lot of gun violence?
Yes sir.
Yeah.
So how do you handle that? I mean, I read a piece today in the Washington Post, a 7-year-old kid who lost his father. It's painful to read, and I can't relate at all. I don't know what it's like, so I'm just like, how do you get your mind right to go to school to have a focus on a bigger vision when all that is going on around you?
A good coach like Coach Posley.
So you need the leader in the community, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I could pretty much relate because I lost, you know, my best friend to gun violence. You know, he was leaving the gym one night and, you know, he was, you know, in the wrong place, you know. And so, I know, I pretty much, you know, been a leader of my household since I was young. And, you know, it's like, you know, I expect good from me, you know. Like, there's no exceptions. Like, I have to do good, you know. It's, I got to provide, you know.
Is there anything that you could point to that could make the community better other than having people like Coach around?
I say a good support system, you know, I mean, it's guys now that, you know, make it out and don't come back to their, you know, their home. They say they do, but they don't. I mean, we need, you know, more community, you know, like as a team, you know, come together and try to make things better.
Same thing, Jeremy?
Pretty much, if we have more help from the community, because it's like, regardless of wherever we go or where we up, like when I grew up on 79th Street, and I know, like, right now, you can't even go. There's some kids who can't even go over there. You grew up over there, friends still live over there. I probably lost about 3 or 4 of my real close friends to gun violence over there. And it's like, even if you want to go back over there, it's just so bad, you can't, regardless of if your family member live over there or who else. And then it's bad because the little kids who do stay over there, all they see is gun violence, so they think that's what they're supposed to do.
So, and then you come down, you know, you're sitting out here on Michigan Avenue. We are not...
It's a different world.
We're so close. We're not far away, but it's like a whole other animal. I mean, I don't know how you put that all together. Like, it's a corner that's not getting the attention that could. It's been going on forever. I mean, really. And so I just always kind of wonder, like, what will it take for it to change where people will actually care? I don't, and nobody has any real clear answers. I don't know what you would say about that.
I think that, for the most part, if we can find more resources and more availability for these young men and these young women to be a part of, I think that would change a lot. I mean, you got a lot of centers and community centers that are not open right now. Kids, they don't have anywhere to go. If you make things available for them, you give them resources, they'll go. I mean, these kids, they love to get in the gym and play basketball. Some neighborhoods, they can't get in the gym unless they got money to pay for membership and stuff like that. And, I mean, kids don't have money to pay for membership. You got a lot of parents that are not working right now. You got a lot of parents that got a lot of other things going on. But, you know, it's... You know, people always talk about the kids of this, the kids of that. I don't think there's such thing as a bad kid. I think there's such thing as a misguided kid. So what I do is I try to guide kids in the right direction.
Coach Posley, you're a hero, man. And we appreciate you all are for coming down here. And you have a ton of strength to get to how far you've gone. I hope you guys keep going to top of the mountain, whatever that would be for you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You know, I come from... You know, a father that's lost two sons. I lost a son in 2003. I lost one in 2006. So I know what it means to lose a child out in the streets. So that's why I try and do what I do. You know, it's important that I do that to keep these guys on the right track.
Well, thank you for being here.
Appreciate it, Coach.
I'm honored to be here.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
You got one more year. Are you going to transfer and go D1? That's what's going on here?
That's the ultimate goal.
We're waiting.
All right, Ricky. Well, good luck. Good luck, Sherman. Good luck, Ahmed.
We'll get that 4.0.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on 720 WGN. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.